Philip Sample PLSD 0 and Q. Today's date is 02/05/2024. Dictation is for Christopher Hathcock. Hathcock spells H-A-T-H-C-O-C-K. Christopher spells C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Date of birth is 11/1/1972. 52-year-old gentleman here to be treated for substance abuse disorder, period. Correction, opioid use disorder, period. Patient stated that he, in the past, he has been in multiple vehicle accidents and was being managed for pain for approximately 10 years, period. He stated he was in multiple vehicle accidents in which he suffered rib fractures, foot fractures, and HNP in his lumbosacral spine. Stated that he was seen by a pain doctor with whom he was managed with Norco 10/325 and oxycodone. He said he took these medications for a while and was unable to function without them. Period. Stated after he lost his insurance, he was unable to continue care with the pain management specialist and sought release through alcohol and street drugs. Period. He said he spoke to one of his friends who advised him that he can be treated with Suboxone. Patient said he's currently taking Suboxone from which he gets from the streets, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, hypertension. Open parentheses, patient stated that he has not used his blood pressure medicine for a while because he lost some weight and at one point said his blood pressure was normalized. At least for the past year or two, he has not been using his medication. Said he was on lisinopril, period, close parentheses. Past surgical history, is none. Social history, drug use, tobacco use. Next paragraph, family history, is none. Next paragraph. Medication, is none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in no acute distress. Patients appears to display some fine tremors. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is ...99% at room air. Pulse is 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Blood pressure 190 over 110. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, inspiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen mildly distended, secondary to obesity. Normal bowel sounds, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation. No rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Correction, no guarding. Take out rebound, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. Bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, 3, next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Patient will start will be started on Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. You will take one film SL twice daily for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, lisinopril. Patient was advised that he will receive this medication only for 14 days. Within that 14 days time, he should return to this clinic for fasting labs or visit his primary care provider for labs. Lisinopril 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days, number 14. Next line, he was given, next paragraph, he was given a blood pressure log to record his blood pressure on a regular basis and to come back with the numbers in about 3 to 5 days. Next paragraph, PMP aware was reviewed. PMP aware revealed. Patient last control prescription was 10/15/2022. That of hydrocodone 10/3.5. A urine drug screen at clinic today reveals Suboxone positive. All other substances were negative, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.